Hello. It's worth spending a second thinking about what we mean by finance law. What is this? For me, finance law isn't something as limited as good old-fashioned banking law. Banking law, it seems to me, is a subset of finance law, and that banking law traditionally relates only to old-fashioned banking business, taking deposits, clearing checks, so on and so forth, which is still an important part of finance law, but there is a lot else besides. Finance law, I think, relates to all circumstances in which we're dealing with someone's monetary or financial wherewithal to act. If we just think about what the word finance itself means, its etymology is interesting. It comes originally from the Latin finis, meaning an end. What's this got to do with anything? It had to do with ending or settling a debt. So finance in that sense, in the Latin period, had to do with paying someone off what you owed them. Over time, through the medieval period, the word came to relate not just to settling a debt, but to paying a ransom specifically. Clearly, financing in that sense, when you're paying off a ransom, that involved finding a large amount of, typically gold, silver and so on, to pay off the kidnapper. So that was ending the kidnapping, if you like, paying a ransom. The meaning kept developing, the French were the ones who'd used finis to develop into fine, meaning to end or settle. And it's them who develop the words to relate to the fineness of gold. So you can see how finance and fineness there relate to one another. Before we had coins made as they are today out of non-precious metal, coins used to be made out of gold and silver. And the point was they were intrinsically worth, because they were made of gold or silver, what they claimed to be worth on their face. And that's why in all those old films you see people biting coins to make sure that they are valid, good. They're made of gold, they're made of silver. And it's also why you have a practice known as coin clipping. People used to try and clip or shave small amounts off the edges of coins. And if you did that often enough, you could create a brand new coin by melting all those little bits down and forming them to a brand new coin. So coin clipping was a great crime back in the day. So we have this idea of finance relating to the finance of gold, and then latterly, to furnish with finances and to find capital for becomes a much later definition by the time we get to 1866. I think finance in the modern era means a wherewithal to act. Yes, when you finance something, it doesn't necessarily just relate to money. It relates to having a credit line, having recognised credit or recognised ability to spend an amount of money, whether that's through a loan facility, an overdraft facility, a credit card, whatever it may be. The things which we are going to consider in talking about finance are anything which involves a wherewithal to act. So when companies issue shares, for example, they're trying to raise money from the investing public, that provides them with a wherewithal then to trade, expand their business, whatever it may be. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about finance. We're talking about it in a corporate sense, in the sense of corporate finance. We're also talking about it in a personal sense, personal finance. So we'll talk about mortgages, we'll talk about collective investment schemes and so on and so forth across the whole of my Law of Finance book. So that we've said it's something to do with providing you with a wherewithal, it's not simply to do with money. And a short story that I like enormously is by Jorge Luis Borges, an Argentinian writer, a collection in English known as Fictions, which was published in 1946. There's one short story, Talon Ukbar Orbis Tertius, which tells the story of some scholars who decide to write an encyclopedia about a planet which they have made up. So they describe its geography, they describe its geology, they also describe the human beings that live there, how they function. And the conceit is that by writing an incredibly detailed encyclopedia of how this planet functions, it is called into existence. The very fact of writing about it and discussing it brings it into being. And that, I suggest, is a very useful analogy for how finance works. Because this finance, these contracts that provide you with a wherewithal to act, financial instruments, securities, shares, overdraft facilities, all these things we're going to talk about, all of which are defined in the glossary, they're all things that are made up. They're all the products of words. Because we talk about them and describe them in detail and form them in a legal sense into contracts, we bring them into existence. And that, I think, is the fascinating aspect about finance. It doesn't exist out there in the world like water or rock. It's the product entirely of human minds. And thus, it's incredibly malleable. We can innovate, we can develop it, we can shape it. And that's why this course is quite so much fun.